Nike enjoyed some positive press coverage recently for signing University of Oregon runner Justin Gallegos to an endorsement contract. Gallegos has cerebral palsy, and Nike brought a film crew to capture the emotional moment when a company executive surprised him with the contract at the end of a cross-country race. The footage went viral. Online commentators say they were moved to tears. I was. But Callum Borchers from member station WBUR found some other athletes with disabilities had mixed feelings about the deal and the way it was marketed.
The Nike video shows Gallegos crying tears of joy. At one point, the company exec tells him this.
You're just a Nike athlete.
Yeah.
Well, in our eyes, you're just a Nike athlete.
Just a Nike athlete, like Serena Williams, LeBron James, or Colin Kaepernick. Yet something seems a little off to Joanna Byers.
Yeah, while I was watching it, I was like, wait, where does he get to read it or decide if he actually wants that contract or not?
Byer is a postdoctoral fellow at Harvard. She lost her right leg to bone cancer. Competing for her native Austria this summer, she won a silver medal in an event for athletes with disabilities at the World Rowing Championships. We met for breakfast with other athletes on one of the final days of practice before this year's Head of the Charles Regatta in Boston. The event includes dozens of competitors with disabilities. Full disclosure, I have cerebral palsy and trained as a rower with some of these interview subjects in the past. They say they're happy for Gallegos and glad to see Nike recognize his running accomplishments, but they're a little uncomfortable with the company's approach.
Like, man, that's great, but is it a real contract? Is it tokenism? Is it just,
I wasn't treated like an adult.
Ellen Minsner coaches one of the U.S. national para-rowing crews. Her boat won silver at the Paralympics in Rio. Like Byer, Minsner was disappointed to see an endorsement contract presented to Gallegos as if it were a donation rather than a business transaction. Gallegos signed on the spot. He says there was no negotiation, and he can't say what he'll be paid, or even if he'll be paid, beyond free Nike gear. Nike declined repeated interview requests. Gallegos says he's satisfied with the deal.
Me signing and that moment occurring in front of my own teammates, it was a very emotional moment. It was very fun, and I'm actually very happy the way it played out.
Gallegos and Nike have had a relationship for a couple years. The company helped launch the crowdfunding campaign that covers part of his tuition at the University of Oregon. In return, Gallegos has helped test and promote Nike's FlyEase running shoe, which features a zipper on the heel for easy on and off. The shoe isn't only for people with disabilities, but it's a nifty adaptation for someone with cerebral palsy, which can impair coordination, flexibility, and strength.
Nike has been great supporters of the disability community.
Renat Kissen is a program coordinator at Link 20, an advocacy group for people with disabilities. In a letter to Nike, Link 20 commended the company for signing Gallegos and developing the FlyEase shoe. But the group also criticized the marketing video that featured Gallegos, saying its language carried the, quote, unfortunate connotation that people with disabilities should be viewed as a matter of charity.
It's literally the first sentence that you see that says, this is Justin, and Justin suffers from cerebral palsy. And to me, that was like, this is wrong.
Gallegos later wrote on Instagram that he does not suffer from CP.
And I do agree that the wording needs to be changed and needs to be better. But the guys who made this, they made it with the very best of intentions.
Which brings up a question that may be on your mind. Is Justin Gallegos actually a high-level athlete? Or are we talking about a nice guy who tries hard? Well, consider this. 2,480 people ran the Eugene Half Marathon in April. Gallegos beat 60% of them. He finished in 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 49 seconds. As someone with the same diagnosis as Gallegos, I can tell you that's a remarkable cardiovascular feat. Back at the group breakfast, I met Andy Wigrin. He's a financial analyst at Fidelity and a below-the-knee amputee. He was talking about how well-meaning people can come off as condescending when they don't realize how athletic someone with a disability really is.
There was a 5K that I ran earlier this year,
And before the race, somebody came up to me and said, "Oh my God, you know, you're so inspiring. It's amazing that you do this." So the first thing I did is said, "There is no way you're going to beat me in this race."
You said that to him?
No. This is my mind. I stayed with him the entire way and blew by him in the last quarter mile and PR'd my 5K. He fired me up.
Some athletes with disabilities hope Gallegos' future work with Nike showcases more fire and fewer tears. For Here and Now, I'm Callum Borchers.